This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, it's 9:09. We're going to spend an hour here talking to Elizabeth Hansard, whom I met through a friend. And Elizabeth, I got to start by telling you, first of all, I apologize to you for not staying in touch as much as I should. But it's not just you. I'm like that with everybody. And I may as well apologize to everybody that's listening that I don't stay in touch with while I'm at it, because I'm terrible. I'm just terrible.
We're adults. You know, everybody's adulting to the best of their ability.
I'm working at it. I'm doing the best I can, but I may as well apologize to everybody that I don't stay as in touch with as much as I should.
So now you're good for about another 5 years.
Am I? I got that apology out of the way?
Yeah, that's it. You're good.
Tell me about, let's start with what happened to your son, Noah. For people that don't know, you know, I hate to say the facts of the case, but how we first started talking to you and when this all started, August of 2022, right?
So Noah was shot on the evening of August 21st, 2022 in the Lake Terrace community on Paris Avenue near the Big Circle Fountain that I'm sure everybody knows. Mm-hmm. He was walking.
A popular turnaround point, really, I guess.
Yeah, and he had messaged me. We like to talk. Actually, anybody who knows me knows I prefer Messenger over texting. Mm-hmm. And he was on Messenger, and he had just told me that he was leaving the Circle Fountain, and he was headed home. Which is why when he stopped communicating with me and my mommy bells went off, mm-hmm. And I literally left the house in my pajamas to go look for my son, I had an idea of where to go look. Mm-hmm. And I literally turned the corner from where we lived, and I saw the blue lights. So, you know, I'm going to mention that that's one thing that came in court about the phone. But anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. So Noah is a UNO student. He's an engineering student. He's hopefully, if all goes well, going to finish his studies this year. And he was taking a break from his studies. Something we haven't discussed much, he had been dealing with his father. We'd had a rather contentious divorce, mm-hmm. and he just really needed to clear his head.
Yeah, I want to say this part right here. I want to quote him from this story from WVUE. I was walking, because people make stuff up in their head, Elizabeth, and they believe it. Whether it's true or not, they make stuff up in their head. I was walking. There was no drug deal. I wasn't meeting anyone. That's why I walked at night, so I didn't see anyone. I wanted to look at animals and enjoy nature. And God help us all if for some reason you're guilty from walking in a neighborhood, a decent neighborhood at night, just to get some air, right?
And I think that that's human self-preservation. Because a lot of us want to say, well, that would never happen to me.
Yeah,
I'm safe.
I agree.
I don't go to those neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. I don't hang out with those people.
Or my kid, or my child. It couldn't happen to my child because...
Correct.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's...
But the reality is, and I really want this to sink into everybody who's listening, he wasn't doing anything nefarious.
Nope.
He was walking.
That's all he was doing.
And if he's walking and you're walking... In fact, I'm going to tell you, when we left court... While they were deliberating around 2 a.m. in the morning, I had to leave to come home because I'd already brought Noah home. I had to come home and take care of Noah, you know, his personal needs. It was getting late into the day. I was outside that court house with my victim advocate and another person on Tulane Avenue at 2 a.m. in the morning. We were walking to our cars. And I looked at them. I said, wow, look at us on Tulane Avenue walking.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at me. Because I think everybody can agree Tulane Avenue at 2 a.m. in the morning is probably not a safe place to be. So, yes, we do find ourselves walking in, coming home from a wedding or a dinner or whatever, coming home from a trip, and we're parking our car in the driveway and offloading luggage. We're outside. It happens. So let's just clear that.
I just wanted to get that out there because, you know, you hear the people say this, a text in that, and it angers me when I see it.
Oh,
but I think you nailed it. I think it's a self-defense mechanism because they don't want to think that that could happen to their child. So therefore, well, there's got to be a reason for it, right?
Oh, he was up to no good. And that's honestly how it was painted in the courtroom. So in deliberations, I was told that in opening statements, the state is going to present the evidence that they're about to lay out, and then the defense has to come behind and say how they're going to refute the evidence. But instead, the defense came and painted a picture. You know, I have one who likes to draw, and he likes tattoos, and he wants to go to school for architect engineering, and the other one likes to write. So they're the model, you know, they're painting them. And meanwhile, they're painting my son as clearly he was out for a drug deal. Clearly, he could have been walking. Yeah, it was said 3-4 times. Anybody who pulls the transcript will see. And at no point did anybody from the state side say we object.
Let me slow you down a little bit, Elizabeth, because I want to get to the trial, but we have an hour, and I just want to talk about leading up to the trial for people that. God forbid, you know, I saw someone on CNN earlier, we were kidding about it here, about how to help yourself with a shark attack, which I don't know how many people that really applies to, but okay, if it fills some airtime. But this is the kind of thing where a lot of people are victims of crime, and you might find yourself in this situation a lot more than you would a shark attack, and you depend on the system to have your back. And I want you to take us through that whole process, and I want to talk about Noah as well, because he's important in this and how his life has changed. But from the time that, you know, they took him away in an ambulance, tell me about, I guess, your dealings with the legal part of the system. We'll get to the personal part of it in a little bit. But about your part with the legal system and how that transpired and leading up to the court date.
Well, let me first start off by saying that nobody in my family has ever been the victim of a violent crime. Nobody in my family has ever been to court for anything. We don't have experience either, you know, I mean. Right. This was our first rodeo. So we're literally learning on the job. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, you do expect people that it is their profession to guide you because this is what they deal with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's funny how a lot of stuff is left unsaid or it's chalked up to incompetency. And at the end of the day, you know, hindsight is 20/20. You find out that there's a lot of things that could have been done or things that you didn't know. So I'll give you an example. One of the things that came up in court was Noah had a phone on the walk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know any parent who would allow their child to go walking without a phone. Who in this day and age doesn't keep their phone on? Well, his phone was stolen. I bought him a new phone shortly after the incident. We certainly can pull the records that he was texting me. But even that got discounted in court. So why didn't anybody early on in the case say, okay, we need to shore up proof that he had this item that was taken to shore up the armed robbery charge?
The phone was stolen during that, when he was...
During the event.
The event,
yes,
okay.
It was, he asked for his phone and he asked for his wallet. He didn't have his wallet. Why would he take his wallet on a walk? And clearly, you know, he didn't have it. But they took the phone, and the detective testified on the stand that normally things like that are disposed of. Occasionally, they turn up in pawn shops, but not normally. So this is an example where early on in the case, somebody should have said, we need proof that he was text messaging you. We need proof. Can you get his GPS of where he was walking? We need proof that you purchased a new phone to show clearly what parent buys a new phone while their kid is in the ICU, right? Anyway, so this is just one example. But early on
in
the case...
Wait, so you had proof of that or you did not have proof of that?
Did not. I mean, I can get it now. Actually, I've ordered it
up. But they didn't tell you beforehand?
I've ordered up everything. Nobody ever told us till court.
Oh.
In fact, I know I'm jumping ahead, but in court, one of the charges was armed robbery. And because Mr. Fuller crafted this story, now apparently Noah, you know, we don't have proof that a phone was taken from Noah. So the charge was watered down to attempted armed robbery. So no phone was, so there was no crime committed against Noah as far as property, which is not true. It's blatantly not true.
And you didn't find out about this until, I mean, to me, Elizabeth, just hearing this, and, you know, Jason Williams, I consider him a friend, and I'd like to talk to him about this and about what happened with the case here, because, you know, that to me seems like law and order stuff from TV, right? That everybody would know to do that, right? Yeah.
Correct. You would think the detective on the case or somebody at the DA's office when they took over the case, which Cruz was arrested 30 days after the incident, you would think they would say, Mrs. Hanser, can you please screenshot the Messenger conversation you and your hun were having? Can you please provide us a bill of sale that you bought a new phone? Do you by any chance GPS track your son's phone so that we can show where he was walking? Whatever. I don't know. I'm not a detective.
And none of that happened before the trial.
No, we found that in court.
Hang on 1 second. Let me answer a text that popped up here. What happened to her son? I presume everybody knows about this case, but Noah Hansard was taking his last walk, as it turned out, on August 21st, 2022, of his life. Two guys in ski masks and hoodies jumped him, stole his phone, shot him twice. Bullets left him paralyzed, from the waist down. Continue, please.
So on the evening, I get out of bed because I feel something's wrong with my son. He stopped texting me, which was not like him. And, you know, I run up and the NOPD cop tells me this is nothing short of an execution style shooting. The lawn had bullets. They had live rounds because Noah said one of the guns jammed. So even after it jammed, they intentionally kept, you know, unjamming and shooting. And I credit Pentacle Security Officer Don for showing up, which chased them away. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I believe they would have kept shooting till Noah was dead. Okay. That was their intention. Okay. It wasn't just one pop and, you know.
While we're talking about bullets, Elizabeth, let's get to the bullet casings.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So in court, they collected evidence at the scene of the crime. And in court, what do we find out? We find out that they never processed any of the bullet casings, for example. There were other items I'm sure they could have processed. But, you know, you would think that if you're building your case, and, you know, you understand what the opposition, who is going to present their side of the story, you would think you would take every shred of evidence to prove your credibility. And we find out in court that they did not do that.
So did they not allow the bullet casings because they couldn't link it to the people that pulled the trigger?
I'm not sure. They did so many sidebars.
I got you. Okay.
They ran, I don't know what was negotiated out of court. I knew some things had been told to me during the investigation that I can tell you would have been invaluable that was never introduced in court. Mm. Again, you know, these good lawyering. I'm going to tell you, good lawyering.
Were these public defenders, do you know?
Hmm?
Were they public defenders, do you know?
Cruz, from what I understand, had the Loyola Clinic, is what somebody told me. Mm. And then Tata Say had Mr. Fuller, who pretty much mopped up the floor.
Let me take a break.
We'll
pick it up when we come back.
Mopped up the floor with my son's blood.
And I know these people, Elizabeth and Noah, and when I saw the outcome of the trial, I was stunned. I thought this was a just open and shut slam dunk case, and it turned out to be anything but. And I wanted to have you on, Elizabeth, first of all, to bring attention to it, and secondly, just let people know that if you think the system's going to work for you, that's not always the case, even in something this obvious. We'll take a break, come back, 921 WWL. We're talking to Elizabeth Hansard, whose son Noah was paralyzed on August of 2022. I don't think I'm going to get sued if I say who it was that shot him, right? I mean, tell me what the verdict was, Elizabeth.
So the verdict ultimately was not guilty for Tata Say, and Cruz got some watered down charges of attempted armed robbery. We've already explained why they couldn't even prove that his phone was stolen. And then I believe aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And the way that was explained.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He was basically a gun was held in Noah's face, but he wasn't shot. So anybody who looks at Noah and has seen pictures or sees him in the wheelchair has to wonder how heck he ended up in the wheelchair.
Say that again.
Yeah, the final charge from how the way it's been explained to me is aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So, yes, a gun was at the event, and, you know, but no, he was not shot. So nobody was found guilty of stealing property from Noah or injuring Noah. You like that one?
That's
gotta love it. So
that's incredibly hard to believe. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
So I wanted to say something. There was a reporter from Fox 8 who asked a question to the DA's office as to why the evidence was not processed in Noah's case. Mm-hmm. And a Mr. Lamkin gave a response. And, of course, he goes into the whole cost of running, you know, DNA, all that, how they have to outsource it out of state. It's expensive. But there's one sentence that really jumped out at me in this response. Everyone understands that evidence is necessary to prove cases beyond a reasonable doubt to jurors. That necessity must include the immediate forensic testing of all collected evidence. So I would like to ask the DA's office or the NOPD or anybody who's in charge of the investigation and the processing of this case and understands cases, why, if they understand that they have to eliminate reasonable doubt for jurors to convict, why wouldn't they dot their I's and cross their T's?
Somebody texted in and said, can the verdict be appealed? No, because it's double jeopardy. The Constitution prohibits that. So this is the way the story ends. Elizabeth,
so
are you...
let's talk a little bit about the case leading up, because you asked me.
Well, wait, let me get to this first, yes. If I can, real quick. How are you... Well, okay, tell me that, and then I'll ask you my question. Go ahead,
I mean, the case was not smooth, right? We had to struggle to get Cruz charged as an adult because the crime was so violent.
Do me a favor, please. Take me through the chronology of that, because that is important.
So when I found, you know, again, I'm a mother who doesn't understand any of this. I didn't even know how to get a hold of the DA, right? So I put a little next door post, and the community supported a kind of a community petition for me to have a meeting with the DA. And he, you know, somebody, it was arranged. I don't remember exactly how, but we went. And we sat down with him, and I produced a picture of Cruz on Facebook of his profile picture that I might add he was on probation for another case, and he's holding two guns with a ski mask, exactly how he was dressed the night he met my son. And the DA was kind of shocked. He'd never seen this picture. And I was shocked that his staff, you know, with a lot of young people, that they're not sleuthing enough to, you know, gather everything off the internet, any evidence, right? So he basically, you know, didn't say anything. And then the next week I found out there was a grand jury, and then they decided it should be advanced. And then I found out Jason could have signed off on it. Again, I don't know if that's true. But for whatever reason, by the time we got to court, it was 12 days. He had 30 days. That was 30-day time frame, and he had exceeded that time frame by 12 days. So the Judge White threw it out of court. She says, no, we can't have him in adult court. It has, and then started the process of going for appeals through the Fourth Circuit. They agreed he should be tried as an adult, and it went to the it was appealed. It went to the Louisiana Supreme Court. They agreed. So now we've charged Cruz with as an adult, like Tata. Tata was, I believe, 18 or 19 years old. So he fell in the adult category. And, of course, you know, one was charged with second-degree attempted. The other one was first. Then I was told they were going to align both of them to first. And I have to tell you that when we got to court, it had been watered down to second. All this gets negotiated. You know, these attorneys, they do their thing, right? And, of course, I was never told any of this, right?
Well, let me jump in for a second. It gets negotiated because it depends on, as I understand it, what kind of case the prosecution has. And if they don't, as you said, dot their I's and cross their T's, well, then the defendants, whatever, be it the Loyola Law Clinic or the attorney Fuller,
they did their job.
I'm not defending them, Elizabeth, at all. Believe me, what I'm saying
I hear you. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I have no reproach on how the representation went.
So
that
was this
how our
was this a jury
is set up?
Was this a jury trial or judge trial?
It was a jury trial, 12 with two alternates. But here's the kicker to the charges. So they are, you know, obviously everything's negotiated, as you said, based upon evidence. I believe the evidence supported first degree, but again, not everything got introduced. You know how that goes. And I guess the jury is given like a menu of charges. So if they can't agree, say, on second degree attempt, or let's use armed robbery. That's a simple one. If they can't agree that it's been proven that something was taken from Noah, then they have the opportunity to go on this menu and basically pick what they can agree upon, which I find really bizarre because they're not attorneys.
Based on what they perceive the prosecution to have proved, right?
Correct. So in this case, the armed robbery, they felt comfortable with attempted armed robbery. Right?
The attempted armed robbery, pardon me, was because there was nothing admissible that the phone was stolen?
No proof that Noah had a phone on the walk or that a phone existed. Crazy, right? Crazy.
At no point the text that you received from him, that was never introduced?
They never asked me for them. I would have been more than happy to produce them, for them to go into court and show that he was indeed texting his mother during his walk. Again, you trust the professionals to know how to manage a case. It's not my job to go, you know, I don't know anything. What do I know? I didn't think proving armed robbery was going to be that much of a stretch.
And
let me tell you, armed robbery carried up to 99 years. It was actually more than attempted murder. So for Fuller and them to try to get the armed robbery charge off the table is very beneficial for their clients, rightfully so.
So what I'm hearing is Fuller said, and I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth here because I don't want to get sued. But what I'm hearing is basically it came down to, well, you can't prove that the phone was stolen legally, so you got to take that off the table, pretty much.
Correct.
Because the homework was not done. The homework was not done to prove that the phone was stolen. That's where we are. All right, Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I've been ready to go on vacation. I'd love to talk to Jason Williams about this when I come back because I know him and I respect him. And I thought certainly he would have tried this case himself. Who tried it for the DA's office?
I personally handled the case.
It
ultimately fell into the lap of ADA Constance Tullier and ADA Corbin Bates.
right, let me pick it up when we come back. Talking to Elizabeth Hansard, if y'all have any questions, 504-260-1870. So basically, her son goes out for a walk, gets robbed, gets shot, gets paralyzed, and the end result is one person walks, right?
Correct.
And the other one is convicted of?
Attempted armed robbery. And then, if I remember correctly, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon or aggravated assault. I wrote it down somewhere, but, you know, I can't always remember the. Basically, a gun was at the event. But we can't, you know, the jury wasn't comfortable, even though they were shown pictures of Noah, you know, at UMC with all, you know, cuts mm-hmm. and bullet holes, and he's in a wheelchair, and they produced medical reports, 1,000 pages. I guess the jury wasn't comfortable saying a bullet was put inside Noah's body that led to his paralysis. Crazy, right?
Yep. Was there, do you know anything about sentencing yet or not?
No. Sentencing, I'm not sure. I think it might be in August. I have not heard really from the DA's office since we left court.
Do you have any idea what kind of time they're looking at? Or he's looking at, not they?
Nope. Nobody's told me that either.
All right, let me take a break. Nope. We'll pick it up. We come back. 9:34, 26 till 10. This is certainly disappointing and upsetting to hear. Traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nine forty-one, 19 till 10. Tommy Tucker back with Elizabeth Hansard, Noah Hansard's mother, who was shot and paralyzed in August of 2022. The two people that were accused of the crime, one of them was let off, the other one not pled down, but was convicted of a lesser charge, attempted armed robbery and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Right.
Correct. And, you know, it's interesting. I want to say this. So apparently, and I've never been on jury, but they were given a menu, basically. If you can't agree to these charges, then you can pick these charges, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't even know why on the menu there would be anything available for them to choose from that would not include a bullet entering Noah's body. I mean, if they can't agree to that, then it should have been a mistrial or a hung jury. And then that would have given the opportunity for the defense, the DA's office, to go back, shore up their evidence, and represent the case. But now here we have it.
So how go ahead.
I wanted to say that, you know, as a mother, I think most of everybody can hear, I've been pretty strong advocate, and even I failed in, you know, making sure that everything was done properly. Early on, when right after Noel was shot, I did speak to the DA's office, and I said, do I need to hire an attorney? And they assured me, oh, no, we are your attorney. I thought, okay, great. And then I find out, you know, a few weeks later, well, we're not your attorney. We represent the state of Louisiana. I'm like, okay, fine, fair enough, right? I mean, you're going to represent the state of Louisiana properly in this case. And I have advocated, as I'm sure you know, I've spoken on some different bills to really increase transparency to the citizens of violent crimes for victims. Heaven forbid anybody falls into our basket. I don't want them to have the experience we've had. And, you know, I've even batted around that victims of violent crimes should be given an independent attorney, maybe who could oversee, I don't know, 20 cases and make sure that things are in proper order. For example, if we had had an independent attorney, not through the DA's office that's representing the state, maybe that attorney would have said, hey, have y'all made sure that all the evidence is processed, right? I mean, all the things that a victim and their family would not know would be protected. But we don't have that luxury. I mean, the people accused of the crime, they get representation. But the victims are dependent upon the DA's office to represent the state properly. And I think we are seeing in many cases, it's not happening. And this is why these repeat offenders keep going back out onto the streets. I mean, Noah, you know, and there's so many cases that we've talked about in the press. These are not first-time offenders. So they're slipping through the net, you know, and you can call it incompetency or whatever, good lawyering. But if the reality is every time one of these people are released without getting, you know, consequences for their actions, they get to go back out and do it all over again.
I think what puzzles me so much about this is that and not just because of us, but you had been on numerous news outlets, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I would think that this would have been at the top of the list, anything fall through the cracks. And I guess what I'm thinking is if it happened here with all of the attention and the scrutiny that was on this case, what about the people who aren't being heard on a TV or being heard on a radio or whatever, you know?
I can't but tell you how many times I have stopped when I'm walking around the city. I mean, be it Walmart, be it on Mac, wherever I go, people stop me. They tell me their story. They tell me how they were a victim of crime. They're thanking me for advocating for victims. They're like, thank you. My voice was never heard. Horror stories I've heard. And you're right. If the DA's office can't get it right for Noah's case that clearly had some press attention, and Mr. Fuller in court very proudly announced a few times, why is this a high-profile case? Like, he was stumped. And my answer to him would be it's a high-profile case because it really hit the heartstrings of so many people. How many of us take a walk? How many of us just want to live a normal life in a city that we love? And so that's why it became a high-profile case. It wasn't because Noah is any more special than anybody else.
Yeah, I just don't understand. What was he trying to say? I don't understand what that means. Why is this a high-profile case?
I don't either. I mean, I sat in court and he asked the jury that a bunch of times. Like, why is this a high-profile case? I don't know, Mr. Fuller, but what I do know is Noah's just a young man who had a future. He was looking forward to graduating, potentially meeting a nice young lady, getting married, having children. All that's been taken off the table for Noah. I mean, he is going to graduate through the support of many and his hard efforts. And thank God for the medical staff and thank God for the first responders and thank God for a village that have kept Noah alive. Noah has wounds to this day. He just spent 5 weeks at UMC. I mean, this is no joke. Noah needed more than a Band-Aid, okay?
You so can't, look, in no way am I asking you to second-guess yourself because you can't. You did everything you could, right?
But I believe so.
I think you can look yourself in the mirror and say that. But I'm just saying, knowing now what you know, what do you think you could have done?
I would ask them, did you process all the evidence?
Mm-hmm. You'd have kept track of that.
That Noah was talking to his mother on a walk. why, when they kept bantering that Noah was potentially out on a drug deal or whatever, there were no drugs in his pockets as he lay on the ground with the NOPD body cam. When they took him to UMC and they ran toxicology, right? They obviously did blood work on Noah. He had no liquor, no drugs in his body. Why at no point was that, you know, if we're talking about evidence being entered into court, why was that not pushed back on? Why was that allowed to sit in the room and let the jurors think, well, maybe Noah was out in the middle of the night doing something he shouldn't have been doing? Right?
Right.
You paint a picture. And that creates doubt. That creates this infamous reasonable doubt. And with reasonable doubt, the defense team can come in and they can sway the jury, and rightfully so. The jury, if they don't feel that it's been proven 100%, they have to come back with a not guilty verdict.
How are you and Noah processing all of this?
To be honest, Noah expected it. Noah doesn't have a lot of faith in humanity at times. This is probably why he loves animals and he loves nature and he loves to be alone. Noah has a very small, dear group of friends that have been with him before and after, more gaming friends online, and thank God he has that. I'm sure you heard Noah in the Fox 8 interview. I never told Noah the truth of what I'd found out about these. He didn't know about this attempted. I didn't tell him. So when he heard that in the interview, that was an honest reaction. And I thought it was kind of funny when he said, well, I guess I shot myself.
Tell people what you're talking about if they didn't see it, Elizabeth.
So Fox, they did an interview with us a few days ago. And in that interview, Maddie explained to Noah, you know, that basically the charge was attempted armed robbery and this, you know, gun was at the event, but you weren't shot. Mm-hmm. And I had found out the day before. But I just didn't have the heart to go in the room and say to Noah, this is actually what he was found guilty of. And so Maddie, in the interview, asked him, she says, do you understand what, you know, Cruz was found guilty of? And she explained it to him. And his response was so genuine. He looked at her and he said, well, I guess I shot myself. I mean, the DA couldn't even prove that Noah had a wallet. I mean, his phone stolen. They couldn't even prove that.
How is this? I know it's a dumb question.
You can't prove that Noah was shot and he's in a wheelchair and you have paramedics that said we gave him 2 bags of blood to UMC. He got 8 more bags at the hospital. He's got thousands of pages of medical reports. He's in a wheelchair. If you can't prove that in court to a jurors. Oh, and the other thing they kept telling the jurors is obviously don't let sympathy play into this. Don't feel bad for Noah. Okay, don't feel bad for Noah. But why can't we prove the truth?
Mm-hmm. Well, why are you not supposed to feel bad for Noah?
Well, apparently they don't want that to sway their opinion. They have to go on the evidence. They have to go on the facts. But meanwhile, the defense was painting this picture that Noah was potentially out on the walk involving drugs. And at no point was there a single objection made to that, which is a falsehood. Mm. And they didn't, I mean, when you start looking at, oh, and the other thing is, I asked ADA Constance Tullier if, as we went into court, because there's more that goes to this case that I'm not obviously comfortable talking about, but I did ask her, are we ready? Is it solid? And she assured me it was. And every time during the proceedings, you know, we would ask her, she would say, trust the evidence. The evidence is going to come out. And ultimately, there was a lot of things that were not admissible for whatever reason, never got heard by the jury. Certain things that were not processed that I believe could have helped the case.
What happens from here?
Oh, the other thing is we can't dispute they didn't have time to prepare for the case. They had 3 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, this wasn't done in 6 months. This was 3 years. August is 3 years. We were at the three. In March, they said, we're ready to go to court. We're ready. And then it got delayed again.
What happens from here, Elizabeth, for you and Noah?
We move forward. Noah graduates from UNO. Noah's actually considering going to law school. And I hope he does. And I hope he represents victims of violent crime.
when it comes...
I don't know where Noah's going to land, but Noah's going to be fine. I'm going to hopefully move forward and keep advocating for the rights of victims, because I don't want what happened to our family to happen to any other family.
Can I ask, and this goes beyond, you know, money, I understand that, but about, you have any idea what this cost your family so far, financially?
Financially, yeah. Emotionally, I mean, I have friends that say to me, you know, oh, I so need a vacation, I haven't had one in a year, and I'm thinking to myself, I haven't had a vacation in 3 years, and I don't see a vacation anytime soon. I'm Noah's caregiver. Noah's been on PICC lines for infections. I have to give him the medication every 4 hours, all through the night. I have to get up. I have to sanitize, wear rubber gloves. I'm a full-time caregiver to Noah. The financial cost, I mean, everything. Yeah, nobody understands. You know, this story is going to fade into the, you know, and that's what they want. 15 minutes of fame. Moving on. News cycle, moving on. But the reality is our lives have to move on, too. But this is our new reality. And Noah didn't even see justice in the courtroom.
Elizabeth,
the city of New Orleans wasn't even able to do that for Noah. Pretty pathetic, don't you think?
I think it is.
This was a slam dunk case.
I think it's sad. I think it's an outrage. And I can't tell you how sorry I am. And I was shocked when I heard the verdict, honestly. Yeah,
everybody
honestly.
Should be shocked. Nobody is safe in New Orleans. Nobody. And the leadership that pretends they're going to step forward and you know, hopefully send a signal back out onto the streets to let other kids who are thinking of doing this kind of thing, good lawyering will get them back out onto the streets. And so now we're all wondering, well, how is this all happening? Poor leadership. That's how it's happening. We're seeing it in the prison break. We're seeing it in every agency. You cannot tell me that in Noah's case, which was a high-profile case, which was a violent case, like the Miss Fricky case, like the Toops case, like so many other cases, you can't tell me that they didn't understand they needed to process the evidence.
Elizabeth, I am so sorry for you. I am. The only thing I can say is I'll keep you all in my prayers. I know that's
thank you. I appreciate your time. I really do.
God bless y'all. All right, we'll take a break.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, 9:58. I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I wish I could have left on a better note than that. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying it's an outrage what happened with Elizabeth and Noah Hansard. Noel Norman, how you doing?
You know, Tommy, that's a hard interview to listen to, but Ms. Hansard is 1,000% correct.
Yep.
This is about leadership. This is about giving a damn. This is about paying attention to the details. This is about providing the services necessary to the victims in this city.
And you know what else she's right about?
Don't think about the downstream implications of what her life looks like.
That's what I was going to say.
Life looks like at this point in time. No consideration to it all.
Rest of their lives. That's the rest of their lives. This story goes away. That's the rest of their lives.
And this is like, you know, for some folks in the system, a flash in the pan moment. And she's right. Everybody else moves on. And there's no one talking about this. I am so infuriated and feel so bad for her.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.